Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cowboys lose the opener 16-8. You heard it right here with the voice of America's team, Brad Sham, on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Jason Garrett will join us for the first time this season at 8:30 on DFW Sports Station. Not a good start for your Cowboys. Let's get to Brad Sham with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
I'm good, Sean. How are you?
A little bit worried. What would the first question to Jason Garrett be from you?
What the hell was that?
What the hell was that, Brad?
You know, it's one of the things I learned a very long time ago that is seldom salve in times after games like that is that you are almost never as good or as bad as you look. And I have not looked at the tape yet, but when I do, my guess is that there are – first, I think you have to start off with on offense, they weren't very good. I didn't think the quarterback threw well. I'm sure the receivers – could have done more to help him. One thing that jumps immediately, besides a couple of bad throws that could have changed the outcome, I'd like to know more about what would have happened on that escape to Jarwin down the left sideline, if he had hit him, if he had been able to hit that little screen to Rod Smith. But I do know, not as an excuse, but what you're looking for now is explanations when you're looking at this tape and trying to figure out how to never do that again, is you can't have those penalties. Now, some of that's Walt Anderson and some of it's the new rules, but you got to adjust because when you start the game, I mean, Tyron Smith's not a penalty guy, and he gets those two penalties. He'll get some offsides, you know, some false starts, but so you get those two penalties on him, and the whole first quarter – They're first and 20, and they are playing, as they like to say, behind the chains. And it's really, really hard to do. You cannot establish a running game when you're playing like that. And their whole offense is based on being able to establish the running game to then dictate what the passing game is going to do. Now, remember, this is a really, really good Carolina run defense. We made the point several times. They're the only team in the league that did not give up a 100-yard rusher last year, and they haven't now in something like 21 games. So they're hard to run against, and they're good on defense. And that being said, you have to find ways to counteract that, and one of the first ways is to you can't have those penalties. Those are impossible to overcome, as we saw. So I'm going with the number of times that I have seen a poor start or a bad game at any juncture during the season one week, and the next week looks completely different and it better.
It's how much of this do you attribute the penalties and the inconsistency on offense to them not playing in the preseason?
And I snarkily said a couple of times during the game, gee, I wonder if that would have been alleviated by, you know, playing a little bit in the preseason. And I think when they have a game that's that bad, anything you want to say is probably going to be right. Some of it's the penalties. Some of it is knocking off rust. I don't know how much Carolina played in the preseason. There are a lot of teams that scored more than 8 points that were not playing a whole lot of guys too much in the preseason. The old school in me believes that if you play a little bit, then it helps you. I remember when Frederick had been in the league, so what's this, his sixth year, I think maybe his second or third, and I had a conversation with him that I had the same one separately, probably in training camp, with Sean Lee, and I asked them how much, as veteran players, they liked to play in the preseason. And the preferred answer that I got from almost everybody I asked was that, you know, maybe 15 plays, 12 plays, 10 plays in the first game, and then you ramp that up a few, and then you get up to about 25 or so in the third game, and then you're ready to taper it down. But some of them barely played that. I think Prescott played 39 snaps in the first two preseason games, and then because of injuries, he was done. And, yeah, me, RJ, I would like to see him do a little bit of that. I understand what the concerns are, but I think that, again, when you have a game that's just as putrid as that one was offensively, whatever theory you want to throw out there is going to be hard to refute.
Brad Sham, buyersafety.com hotline, joining us on 105.3 The Fan. What was your view on all this Dak-friendly, more creativity talk, and then combine that with what we saw yesterday? Where did you stand, and how should we look for differences with what the Cowboys are running scheme-wise?
I don't know that I'm really qualified. I never have felt qualified to criticize the scheme. You have to, because I'm not a coach, you have to know what they're thinking when they put in not one play but a series of plays. But I believed, and I still believe, based on what I saw in training camp, and that includes the week in Frisco, that they're better than this. There were some protection issues, but I didn't think it was awful. You know, they're going to have some times when they get, when a guy or two gets beat, but you can work around that. You can take a sack. It's not the end of the civilized world. I think that what we saw was better than what we saw yesterday. And I still think they have, I still think when the year is over, we're going to see that there were adequate receivers. I'm not saying great. I think the passing game can be adequate. But for this team, again, the running game has to work. And for the running game to work, you can't be first and 20. That's where it starts. And I think that the defense will, over the course of the year, I think the defense will give them field position with some takeaways that will make it a little bit easier for them to play. I think my overall feeling about that, Sean, is that, remember last year we were talking about, I know I was, that I thought that particularly with the injuries in training camp to the three defensive backs that they drafted who made the team, that if we could be a little patient, we would see them get better over the course of the year, and they would be better in the second half of the year than they were in the first. And I think that is the case with the scheme and with the whole functioning of the offense. They know how bad it was, and they're it's fixable. I'm not saying they're going to score 40 points a game, but I do believe their defense is going to be good enough so that they don't have to. And it's fixable, but they better fix some of it pretty quick, because that kind of a stench is hard to get rid of.
Cowboys player show tonight?
Cowboys player show tonight. I will not be there, but Taylor Stern and Christy Scales will be hosting LP Lattisar and Jeff Swaim.
Okay, LP and Jeff Swaim. How's Jason Witten going to be in the Monday night booth?
My honest opinion is if they would let him be Jason Witten, he'd be really good. I didn't see their second practice game. I saw a lot of the first one. And as one viewer, just one viewer, I thought their telecast was disjointed and a hot mess and too many people bumping into each other, not knowing what they were doing, and play-by-play announcers being analysts and too many analysts. And I think if they'll each find a role and settle into it and just try to tell the story of the game and let Jason Witten have a big part of that. I think they'll be fine, but that's above my pay grade.
Thank you, Brad. Have a good trip back. We appreciate it.
All right, boys. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.